Police are investigating how a drone struck a car as it was driving across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Omid Allen and his wife were driving in heavy traffic across the Sydney Harbour Bridge when they were struck by a flying drone. They originally thought someone had fallen from the top of the Harbour Bridge. Omid Allen is on the line. Omid, good afternoon.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm all right. What did you first think? You thought someone had fallen from the top of the bridge.
That's what, you know, came to my mind, actually. There was no other way that, you know, such a big crash happened. So some of the bridge workers have, you know, fallen down or something. I don't know.
You were too scared to leave the vehicle at first because you were worried about what had happened.
It was crazy. Yeah, I didn't want to move, you know. My wife didn't want to get out. So eventually, yeah, I stopped the traffic and I had to come down and see what happened.
So you noticed the drone on the road there somewhere, did you?
Yeah, actually, it was a bit further behind because I had to slow down the heavy traffic. I was worried about another accident, so I had to slow down and stop a bit further down. Mm-hmm. And when I looked back, the drone was behind, you know. All the drivers were out of the car, and, I had to go and collect it.
Any idea where the person was operating the drone from?
It should have been around the harbour, you know. You can't be too far from it. It should be somewhere around the buildings around the Harbour Bridge. Yeah, I think the person was aware of the situation somehow.
So police are investigating at the moment. How much damage to your car?
Well, it was a brand new car. We just, got it the week before, and it was the second time I was driving it. So it damaged the bumper, the front bumper, and the light. All crashed.
All right. Well, as these things take off in popularity, as they've certainly done in recent years, there are only going to be more examples of where police need to step in and do something about drones. Omid, I hope that the car repairs go okay. Thanks for coming on the show this afternoon.
Thank you very much, man.
Omid Allen. So it's illegal to fly that close to the bridge. A Civil Aviation Safety Authority spokesman says there is restricted airspace around the bridge affecting all aircraft, including drones. The fines for breaching safety regulations range from $900 to $9,000.